University and College Union Conference 2019, Preparing for Struggle. Sam Moorcroft, UQ Delegate, Personal Capacity, The University and College Union, UQ, Conference 2019 took place 25th-27th May, at an important time for our union. Over the last year there have been crucial victories on pay at many further education colleges up and down the country, which show that strike action works, and must be built upon. But we have also been thwarted by the draconian Tory anti-union laws in higher education, where despite winning huge votes in favor of industrial action over casualization, workload, pay and the gender pay gap, we have twice failed to reach the required 50% turnout threshold required for legal industrial action. The mood and tone of the conference could not have been more different from the chaos of 2018, which was paralyzed by staff walkouts. Our new General Secretary-elect, Joe Grady, made a carefully judged speech on the first day, pledging to respect the views of the elected Democracy Commission, and never to use union employees as a shield as the previous General Secretary had done. By doing this, she signaled her willingness to accept the right of UQ members to recall the General Secretary, meaning that if UQ members are dissatisfied with her leadership, we will have the power to force an early election and choose a new General Secretary. Socialist Party members fought hard politically for the commission to be created. Union Democracy. The Socialist Party has always put forward the idea that all trade union leaders should be subject to recall by union members, and we congratulate Grady on accepting this important democratic right. The election of Grady, a rank-and-file member of the union who came to prominence as a result of the important US Pension Briefs group during the US Pension strike, signifies a shift to the left in the union. This was further underlined by the important decisions taken at this conference. The Further Education Conference resolved to continue to build local industrial action on pay in England and to support ongoing strikes. In higher education, we resolve to ballot for industrial action if the bosses' organisation Universities UK press ahead with plans to increase employee contributions to the US pension, to mount a defence of the TPS pension and to ballot together for strike action on pay, workload and casualisation. We agreed to spotlight the horrendous struggle at Bradford College, where 165 workers have been threatened with redundancy, a direct result of the Tory assault on further education. Importantly, conference recognized the magnificent struggle of the youth strike for climate, and resolved to call on the Trade Union Congress to organize a general strike alongside the school students. In UQ we face the wholesale destruction of post-16 education at the hands of this rotten Tory government. But our union is preparing to fight back,